This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You are listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Welcome back to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass, episode number 105.
Hey!
What the f*** is up, Ryan?
I'm hanging out. Big developments in the world of Ryan.
Yeah, really?
Yep.
Well, f***ing tell me then.
Nope. Yeah, I'm,
You jerk.
Well, I did my first solo on-air shift.
Yes, congratulations.
Right. Yeah, and thank you.
And the radio station's still running. The building did not burn down.
Yep.
You still have all your facial hair.
Yep. You know, the one thing that really made my night... And I want to give this dude a huge shout out, whoever it was, the guy who texted in and said, "This is bullshit. Play some guitar porn. I know you know what's up."
I know you have it hidden in your beard somewhere. Well, congrats, man. And hopefully you can move on and up and take over the world.
Yep.
So obviously this is Ryan the Beard. That's Ryan the Beard. My name is Ian. Kevin's gone this weekend on a well-deserved vacation.
Mm-hmm.
We got some sweet hotel hookups, and he went and took advantage of it. He's down in Portland right now. Last night, I think he went to go see a wrestling event,
mm-hmm.
which is par for the course for a dude like Kevin.
Yep, he's actually at a cranial waxing convention.
Oh, they hold conventions, huh?
Yeah, it's
you
a
must
convention.
You must be looking into it.
Yeah, I'm looking into it.
Doing some research.
I think that's where Castle is as well.
And all the probably bald dudes. A hair club and Steve Miggs and
yep.
Ted Smith.
That's where all the radio people that went. Cranial waxing convention. New buffers.
Oh, yeah. They're like, we have cutting edge f***ing nair, dude. No more shaving forever. So, yeah, it's been a fun week. It snowed. And it lasted for like a day. And as usual, Seattle drivers are dumb as f***.
Yep. Shout out to Brad Smith for the funniest Facebook post I've seen in a very long time.
What did he say?
He just said, "Dude, it's snowing. I'm going to spend the rest of my life hiring Uber rides up and down Denny."
Yeah, roll the dice and try and drive up and down Capitol or Queen Anne Hill.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was The Stranger that put together a compilation of, like, the shittiest Seattle snow driving.
Dude, the first time I saw it snow really hard in Seattle, I found a live stream that somebody set up from outside their window downtown on one of the steepest hills in town. I watched this guy get his car stuck. Starts just like cussing and ranting.
Yeah, of course.
Goes to the trunk of the car, pulls out some chains, starts working on that. Some woman comes over, tries helping him out. Finally get the chains on the wheels. Guy walks over, starts up his car. They put the chains on the rear wheels of a front wheel drive vehicle.
Yeah, hopefully that works out for you. Oh, that's genius. Yeah, I don't know. I like people from out of town that are like from the Midwest. They're like, "Yeah, we're from North Dakota where it snows 7 f***ing feet and we're still going to school and work." And everyone's like, "What's your problem?" But yeah, I think my favorite one was the bus that slid down Capitol Hill
yeah.
and took out like 6 cars on its way down.
I get it. I grew up with a lot of snow. I'm used to getting an average of 5 to 7 feet. You know, that was just kind of par for the course during the winter. And you know, you just bundle up, dig the car out, and do whatever it is you need to do.
Get going.
Just go about business. In Seattle, I understand it because it snows so rarely. that there's no point in the city spending all the money on the snow plows and things like that. And those all those hills, as soon as you just get even the tiniest little bit of ice on that, it's way too dangerous to deal with.
Well, not only that, I mean, it only snows like 1 or 2 days out of the year here, ever. Right. So it's not something that, like, I mean, people should be prepared for it because it's not like it doesn't rain here.
Yeah.
Or get cold here. So you'd think, you know, when the two combined, people would figure their shit out. But, I mean, what are you going to do? Spend like $500 million on, you know, f***ing snow equipment that sits in the garage for however long?
Just rotting. And then there's the storage on top of it.
Yeah, you know, exactly. So I don't know. I kind of like it, though. I like watching everyone lose their because at least, like, I can plan it far enough ahead where I'm like, nope, not leaving for 2 days.
Yep.
I'm just going to watch some movies, watch some Westworld. Have you been watching that at all?
Dude, I watched a little bit, but then I got distracted by other life stuff I had to do. Yeah. I liked it so much that I've kind of intentionally been avoiding it so that I can sit down and binge watch it when I finally have some time. Because I feel like it's going to be one of those shows that I don't want to stop. I'm not going to want to wait.
It's
I just
really
want to go
good.
Through it.
It's really good. And I think they just had their season finale, which I haven't seen yet, so I got to watch that too.
Fantastic.
Yes, man. It's been a fucking weird week. It's like coming up on the end of the year. Like, we already have to get started thinking about, in fact, we need to actually plan when we're going to get together and work on this top 20 records of the year.
Yeah, man. I was looking at some of Kevin's top picks of the year, and they are very different from my top picks of the year. Not in a bad way, not in a negative way, but it's always interesting to see what the three of us choose as our
right,
own personal
yeah,
lists.
Exactly.
And then we have to go through and pick the Metal Shop list, which is always a different thing entirely from our three lists. So
Kevin
lots
did
of work to be done.
Kevin did a cool thing last year where he sat, and like this must have taken some time, but he sat down, looked through every one of our playlists from the last year,
mm-hmm.
and like tabulated how many times each band got played.
Yeah.
And then we kind of based it off of that, just as like the Metal Shop top mm-hmm. 20 or whatever. But we're always going to tweak it. And there's always like three or four records we can forget about till the end and read somebody else's top 10 and go,
yeah,
that just ruined everything.
Well, we were just having that conversation the other day about how trying to go through all the new music that comes out,
yeah,
just the new metal that comes out, and we all three of us listen to a lot of a huge wide variety of music outside of metal.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, but you have to.
Yeah, exactly. Just the amount of metal that comes out on a weekly basis, it's like trying to drink from a fire hose using a teacup.
Or just like standing in front of the fire hose when somebody cranks it open with
yeah,
your mouth open.
Exactly, exactly.
That's what it was like when I was hanging out with your dad last night. Blam!
Oh,
yes.
Dad jokes.
Trying to bring back the dad jokes. It's innovative. I swear it's hilarious. Everyone laugh. Look at this fucking weird world that we live in right now. And I'm not trying to get too political, but I wake up every day and watch the news. And like witnessing the assembly of this like new incoming administration is like, it's kind of hilarious. Like it's hilariously terrifying.
It's
just so bonkers.
Really bad.
Every day, like, and I'm interested to see what Kevin has to say about this, but they're going to try and nominate Linda McMahon as, like, the Small Business Administration.
I saw that.
Chairwoman.
I was really, as soon as I saw that, I was thinking, man, I really can't wait to hear Kevin's take on this.
People are going
to
come in, just, like, smack someone else over the head with a steel chair and be like, that's my job, jabroni.
Oh, man.
That's my small business. Yeah, it's going to get weird. And I think, like, I don't even think Donald Trump's like planning on a re-election. He's like, let's see what we can do with the 4 years we have.
Yeah.
That's what it is looking like. So it's going to get weird.
You know, I want to backtrack and go back to talking TV shows for a minute because
okay.
there's a new one that I've been really stuck on. So I don't know anything about cars. I've never cared about cars all that much.
Okay.
Previous roommate got me hooked on Top Gear.
Okay.
Super into that show. And they just put out the full season of The Grand Tour, which is their new...
The new version, right?
The new version. And it's absolutely f***ing hysterical, and I can't stop watching it.
What happened? Because I know that one of the guys got fired, and then
Jeremy Clarkson knocked a dude out.
Oh, no.
Like some camera operator, lighting guy, or something like that.
Somebody popped off.
Just kept getting up in his s***, and he just had enough of it and knocked the guy flat.
And then the other guys on the show didn't want to do it without him, right?
Yeah, yeah. The BBC said, you're going to continue doing your show. We'll find somebody else to come in.
And they were like, no, we're f***ing not.
Yeah, yeah. They said, nope, peace. And the new show they have is even better.
Well, that's what happens. Sometimes you just got to knock a bitch out. Sometimes you got to knock a motherfucker out, is what I should say. I'm not advocating violence towards any particular
motherfuckers.
People. Yeah, exactly. Most motherfuckers deserve to get knocked out. I will just say that. Dude, I had the weirdest dream the other day, and I haven't been sleeping very well, so I finally got some good sleep, and as soon as I went to sleep, I had like this bizarre REM, like lucid dream, and I felt like I was in this dream all day. And I saw online recently that there's a company selling a set of glasses that are like goggle type things that you wear when you're sleeping.
Oh yeah, yeah, and they force you to lucid dream.
Yeah, and it like it tells when you're it can like tell when your REM starts happening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, REM, man. Your REM sleeps, you know, your eyes shake weird. And so it turns on like a little light, like a really soft light above your eyelids when they're shut,
mm-hmm.
and it like awakens a part of your brain so you can like walk around, fly around, fucking do anything you want.
Yeah. Have you ever had a really, really vivid lucid dream that you could really do that in?
Yes.
What did you do? What happened and what did you do?
There's been a few that I don't want to discuss. I mean,
okay.
And then there's like, I think the most vivid one I've ever had, I was a dolphin.
Huh.
And or like it felt like that. And
like South Park style? Man dolphin?
Yes, exactly. Man bear dolphin. No, but like, and when I was younger, it used to happen a lot where I could breathe underwater.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you're asleep, you're not under the fucking water, obviously. But I used to be underwater, and I could do whatever I wanted and breathe underwater. I don't know.
That's pretty cool.
And lots of, like, flying and, like, using, not, like, the force, but being able to, like, manipulate objects and stuff like that.
Yeah. Do you have repetitive dreams? Like, do you have the same dream multiple nights in a row?
I used to, and it goes in chunks.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for a while there, I was having, like, the gnarliest alien invasion dreams where, like, in the distance, like, miles away, I would see, like, these, like, starfall type of objects. And I, like, when you're in a dream, you don't necessarily know, but you just know things sometimes.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, shit, they're incoming. And I was, and I'd always be at my parents' house, and I'd be, like, trying to shake my parents and be like, we need to get the fuck out of here. It's about to go down. And then nobody ever believes me, so I start freaking out. And then eventually they start creeping up through the woods and all this crazy shit starts happening and every, you know, shootings like zombies. I got a fucking weird brain, man.
You got to start writing that stuff down. That's good material.
There's one day I had such a vivid dream that I woke up and drew out the map of the entire, like I still have it and I still remember it. Like, yeah, I should start writing books. All right. Start talking about a little bit of the news. It's coming down to the end of the year, so there's not a ton of new stuff coming out. There is a few, and we'll play some, but also, like, the name of the game this week is tour announcements. There have been I think four that I know of off the top of my head. There's probably more than that. It's the time of the year where everybody starts planning for the spring. You and I both know that a big tour has to be planned, like, months in advance, so,
Creator in Obituary, that's gonna be the Decibel Magazine tour, and, they're coming through with Midnight and Horrendous. That's awesome. That's a crushing bill. And that's going to be coming through Seattle on...
It's going to be at the
March
Neptune.
March 18th. Yeah, at the Neptune. That is a rad effing venue.
Yes.
I love the Neptune.
I saw Trailer Park Boys at the Neptune.
Dude, I've seen a lot of good shows at the Neptune. I love the Neptune. And I'm really excited to see some death metal there, too. That's going to be a cool spot for it.
Like old school thrash, old school death metal. It'll be good. Let's play one of these new songs. There's kind of a new supergroup out called Blood Clot, and it's featuring John Joseph, the singer of the classic New York hardcore band Cro-Mags.
Hardcore.
Hardcore. John Joseph, members of Queens of the Stone Age, Joey Castillo and Nick Oliveri on drums and bass, respectively, and Todd Youth from Danzig on guitar.
Whoa, good lineup. John Joseph, Cro-Mags vocalist.
Shut up, Ryan. All right, let's play a little bit of this real quick, y'all.
Paint the town!
spot. I'm sold. I'm into it.
It's a malfunction.
And that band was called Butt Pot, right?
Butt Pots?
Yep, Butt Pots.
I wouldn't say that to John Joseph's face.
Blood Clot.
Also, I don't know why I didn't know this, but Todd Youth played an agnostic front when he was 12 years old.
Jesus Christ.
So, this guy's been doing it for a while.
Some serious cred.
So it's coming out. They're already signed to Metal Blade Records, which is means they're going to be doing something. So they got a new album, which is coming out in the spring. So look forward to that. Blood Clot.
I want to talk about this Megadeth thing.
God damn it.
This is kind of weird. Let's address this.
I'm down to make fun of Dave Mustaine if we can.
Megadeth is offering a boot camp, and for $5,000, you can stay in a tent on Dave Mustaine's lawn.
Wow!
And he'll provide you with a trailer to take showers in and take when you need to do that kind of thing.
So the prices range from $2,000 to $5,500.
Yep.
Do you want to read off the features here?
Yep. Stay on-site in private furnished bell tent with beds at the Mustaine Estate in Fallbrook, California, Friday through Sunday. Full bed with mattress and bedding.
Oh, wow!
Wool blanket. Great. A pillow.
Great.
Lounge furniture, area rug, side table, and a battery-operated
jeez,
lantern.
For $5,000.
You get an exclusive welcome gift as well. Daily breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Access to on-site private shower trailers and VIP restrooms.
Wow.
Access to workshops and activities of your choice. Intimate acoustic performance by Megadeth, so they'll just be naked.
Lovely.
Preferred seating to campfire stories with Megadeth.
God.
Hey. Hi, folks.
Tell
it's
me stories,
Dave.
Papa Davey.
Priority access to off-site wine tasting with Mega Dave. This tastes like a red.
This one time, I used to be in this one band.
And I drank a lot of this.
You might have heard of it.
Access to gardens and rock and roll library on-site throughout the weekend.
That's cool. That
on-site
cool.
Paparazzi to capture all your unforgettable moments. Commemorative Megadeth boot camp laminate.
Wow. Just to top it off.
Oh, and for an extra $200, Dave Mustaine will creepily leer at you while you sleep.
What? Oh, I just don't get it, man. The weekend of March 10th through the 12th next year in Fallbrook, California, which I thought he sold this mansion, didn't he?
He's trying to sell this mansion.
Oh, so now he's like,
he's like,
I got to make some payments. I got to make house payments. I'll charge people $5,000 to sleep on my lawn. I'm Mega Dave.
I mean, like, it's a kind
Truck of 2016.
It's a cool idea, but maybe if it like cost a little less than that. I mean, unless it's going to be like the fucking best breakfast, lunch, and dinner you've ever had in your life.
Yeah.
And I don't want to sit and drink wine with Dave Mustaine.
I can't wait to get the pictures back because I'm hoping that this just sucks. Like, I want the tents just to be, like, shitty and beat up.
I have,
like,
know.
Porta-potties in, like, the shower is just a garden hose flung over a rail.
Like, you know it's going to be bad when part of the, like, features are you get a throw pillow and a wool blanket and a battery-operated lantern. Like, is there f***ing electricity in these things?
Hey, Dave. Yeah, Dave. How do we make some extra cash?
Be like,
I don't know, Dave.
Hey, can I get the Wi-Fi password?
No, sorry, that's going to be an extra $300.
Oh,
Wi-Fi's
Dave.
Wi-Fi's for Dave's only.
So, good for you, dude. Hopefully it works out. So, if you want to go, it's Megadeth Boot Camp. You should just take this link right now as we're doing this and just post it to the Metal Shop page without saying any captions and just see what people say. I'm just curious. I'm curious to see what people would say about it.
I want to talk about something not being overrated. So let's talk about the new Lockup.
Okay. Yep,
are you into that? Can we skip forward? I want to talk about Lockup.
Yeah.
Lockup rules. It's members of all kinds of awesome bands. Kevin Sharp from Brutal Truth, Primate and Venomous Concept, Anton
Reisenegger. Yes, that's his name.
From Pentagram and Criminal.
What? That's his name.
I didn't say anything. Shane Embry from Napalm Death, Brujeria, Venomous Concept, and Nick Barker from Cradle of Filth
and
Demon Burgers. Man, I'm a big Lockup fan. I'm really glad they're back and doing stuff again because this band rules.
Does it say? Oh, March 2017. So look out for this. This one's called Mind Fight. So yeah, sounds like a combination of everybody in that band. The drummer is on fire. Literally, he's on fire. Put him out. So this is weird. And reported to us by TMZ, former Suicidal Tendencies bassist Luis Mayorga has sued Lisa Fancher, founder of Frontier Records, for not paying his regular royalties on Suicidal Tendencies' first classic album and the song Institutionalized.
Ew.
I mean, how many... That's still got to be making money for those guys. Like, that's a classic record.
Dude, and Suicidal just went and did a massive, massive tour, and they're back in a hard, big kind of way.
Yes, exactly.
And whenever an old school band comes back with that kind of force, all the old school records start getting more
action.
They
start flying
again
off the shelf. Yeah, exactly. The most interesting thing is former Suicidal Tendencies bass player and now bass player for Metallica, Robert Trujillo. In 2014, in an interview, credited this man for co-writing, quote, all of the songs on Suicidal Tendencies and most of the music for their second album, Join the Army.
Wow.
And so they're just like, hey, let's just pretend this guy never existed. And he's like, hey, give me my fucking money.
Yeah.
Where's the fucking money, Keith? So he
I'll
says,
I'll give you a Pepsi if you give me my cash.
Yeah, he says that he has to repeatedly bug this lady who owns the label for money until she finally sends him a check for a, quote, arbitrary amount. He says the checks never come with an earnings statement, so he has no way to check if he's getting his rightful cut, and hasn't received any payment since June when he received an email from Fancher telling him sales were low and he was not a top priority. That's when they were killing it. Like, we saw him, like, my band opened up for him in March 3rd at the Showbox,
mm-hmm.
and it sold out.
Mm-hmm.
And their shit was flying off the fucking merch table.
Yep.
So, tons of shirts, all of those records on vinyl, like, they're fucking selling a lot of those records. So, it's not like it's Suicidal Tendencies thing. It's the owner, the person who owns the rights to that first record on that label.
Well, hopefully the guys from Suicidal will step up to the plate.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Let's see here. Mayhem is going to be releasing De Mysterious Dom Satanas Alive. They're going to be, it's their 1994 landmark full length, and they're going to be doing a bunch of tours, and they're touring on that record. Unfortunately, no tour dates yet. I'm sure they'll be taking care of Europe and all of their, you know, home territories first.
All of the true grim countries.
But they're coming back to North America in Montreal for a headlining tour, and they are playing in the Northwest, I think in February. I can't remember off the top of my head, but I know it's happening at El Corazon.
Super into that. Let's keep talking about legendary, awesome, fantastic bands. Terror just signed with Pure Noise Records.
Ha! Yes, after making their exit from Victory Records.
Which is awesome.
They signed to Victory Records like 4 years ago, and everybody was like, what the are you doing? But apparently they must have written themselves a good deal. I think it was probably a two record deal, because I think they only put two records out on Victory. But yeah, they've moved over to Pure Noise Records, which I'm not very familiar with.
They do some heavy stuff.
But yeah, I mean, Terror is one of my favorite bands. I know Scott Vogel from that band had to have neck surgery.
Yeah.
And was out for a while, so their bass player David, who sings in Down to Nothing, stepped up. And I would have killed to see him sing for Terror. That would have been a f***ing fun set. If you've never seen that band, go see Terror. It's just fun.
Yeah. Terror was one of the first shows I went to with you guys when I started doing Metal Shop stuff. And
yeah, I remember
that show.
And I caught
Ian's foot to my face. And I learned very quickly to...
have fun at a Terror show.
Not be in the front for a Terror show.
Well, you're just the latest victim. Kevin broke his arm at a Terror show.
Mm-hmm.
I got my face busted in half 18 stitches the day before I went to Disneyland.
I feel like half the people I know have scars and injuries from terror shows.
That's like a baptism.
Yeah.
Seriously.
You like, gotta get hurt at a terror show.
If you've never been hurt at a terror show, you're a f***ing poser. At least that's...
I'm cool with that.
I don't think that's that strong of a statement, really.
No, I'm down with that. I can dig that.
It's been 20 years since Children of Bodom put out something wild. That band's changed a lot and done some wacky in the last 20 years. I still like that band. I mean, their last record wasn't that amazing, but
their
last three
records sucked ass.
Ryan, there were a couple of bangers on the last record, but that's the thing. It was like two good songs and like seven filler songs.
Man, those last few records were like the B squad at the strip club on Thanksgiving Day. Yeah, there's a couple of bangers, but for the most part, it's just a depressing bummer.
Alexi Laiho is one of those like short dudes. He's one of those guys you wouldn't think, but like, I don't know what it is about all these like classic shredding f***ing guitar players. Him, Scott Ian, Kerry King.
Mm-hmm.
All these guys are just f***ing babies, midgets.
Michael it's Romeo weird. From Symphony X with his tiny little sausage fingers.
Oh, that's
like,
so gross.
He's like the smallest little dwarfish human being, and he's like, he's probably one of the best guitarists on the planet. I was talking to somebody who's good friends with the guy, or who's gotten to play with the guy a couple of times, and said, yeah, I went over to his house, and we were just working on songs and jamming out a little bit, and he's a really sad, depressed human being, and he has, like, no friends, and he just sits in his basement and plays guitar all the time. And
it's a tortured
kind of a
artist.
Bummer.
Yeah. That's what happens.
So
like, there's, I don't know, man, like, there's a piece of your brain when you're an artist that sometimes just, you don't fucking want to be around anyone.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like, tortured artist, it's not like a stereo, it's like a real thing.
So, you either sit in your basement and get really amazing at your instrument, or you just go the Children of Bodom route and just shove a bunch of stuff up your nose
and get wasted, yeah.
Start doing Britney Spears covers.
Or both.
Yeah, or both.
Testament is coming back, which is pretty f***ing cool tour. So, Testament, Sepultura, and who is the, oh, and Prong.
So, the Sepultura cover band?
Yeah, but that's the only response I've seen from almost all of these posts is everyone's like, oh, that's awesome. So this Sepultura sucks, but that's awesome.
Like, wouldn't that be funny if Cavalier Conspiracy stepped in and was just like, yo, we'll just play a bunch of Sepultura stuff.
Step aside.
Why don't you just, like, give them the boot?
All right, what's the tour date coming up here? It's in May. It's going to be in Seattle. On May 11th at the Showbox Market. Let me see which day of the week that is, because if it's a Saturday, I'm going to be bummed. March, April, May 11th, it's a Thursday.
Yeah, party.
Cool, so we'll be there.
Let's make fun of Nickelback.
And they make fun of themselves. Like, they are a joke. But the funny part of this, and we were going to talk about this last week, there is a cop, and I don't really care about him apologizing to the band. There's a Canadian police department, Kensington Police Service. You should Google and see where that is in the Great White North there.
Mm-hmm.
Look it up for me real quick.
Yep.
But they shared a photo of Nickelback's Silver Side Up album with a message encouraging people to use a designated driver or cab when going out during the holiday season. And the post continues, and I quote, "On top of a hefty fine, a criminal charge, and a year of driving suspension, we will also provide you with a bonus gift of playing the office's copy of Nickelback in the cruiser on the way to jail. So please, let's not ruin a perfectly good, unopened copy of Nippleback.
Nippleback.
Nickelback. That's what I call my third nipple. You don't drink and drive, we won't make you listen to it. I would be far more... Actually, that's not true. And they got in trouble because they were like... People were accusing the police department of making light of DUIs. And I don't think that's fair in any way, because the cops are the ones that have to deal with all this crazy negative shit that happens as a result of DUIs. I think it's just f***ing funny that they trolled the shit out of Nickelback.
Yeah. So Kensington is on Prince Edward Island. So that's like way up
like,
in the northeast.
Like Nova Scotia, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's right north of Maine. Northeast of Maine. So north of Nova Scotia.
Not a whole lot of information about this, but just mark your calendar, February 22nd, Overkill's coming back with Nile.
Tight!
No opening bands announced yet, so we'll find out. But
so wait, did Nickelback get butthurt about that?
Dude, I don't know. Honestly, I don't really care, but I think they got in trouble because they were like, people were getting upset that they were making light of getting DUIs.
That's funny, because they weren't, nobody gives a shit that they were ripping on Nickelback.
Yeah. Because they're like, yeah, we get that part. That makes all the sense in the world. So they tweeted out a picture of a Post-it note that said sorry with a frowny face.
That's just the most Canadian thing they could have done.
Hey, they're sorry there, eh? Just don't drink and drive the Labatt's. You don't want to drink too many of those there, eh?
Yeah, sorry about making fun of drinking and driving. Nichols back still sucks, though, eh?
Did you f***ing know that they don't sell beer at the grocery store in Canada?
What?
Like, it's you have to go to the liquor store? I played a show in... Where were we? Kelowna somewhere?
We were up in Vancouver, and I'm pretty sure they were selling beer.
Were they? Because I remember that I damn near broke my ankle at a show, and I was in a band that was just basically straight-edge dudes and me, which was an interesting experience in the first place. But they knew how f***ed up I was, and they were like, dude, you want us to take you to the store and get some beer? And I was like, yeah, take me to the store. Let's get some fucking beer. And we went there and walked around, and I couldn't get any alcohol. Because the liquor stores were closed. The Canadians there, eh? Don't drink and drive there. When if you're going to get your beer, make sure to do it early.
Bummer.
We got another tour announcement. Nails with Toxic Holocaust and Gate Creeper. What's the deal with like these thrash bands teaming up with the death metal bands? It's cool.
I don't know, but I'm super into it.
Creator Obituary, Nile Overkill. Now it's Nails, Toxic Holocaust, and Gate Creeper.
That works out so well because Gate Creeper is super kind of mid-tempo, sledgy, hardcore death metal.
I was just reading
kind of stuff, and then Toxic Holocaust is going to be fast as f***.
Right,
super awesome.
And then Nails are just going to crush it. I wonder. Do you think Nails will headline over Toxic Holocaust?
I know Nails will headline over Toxic Holocaust.
Wednesday, March 29th, the day before my birthday. Looks like my birthday's on a Thursday.
Looks like you're getting really f***ed up at that show.
It's going to be at Numos in Seattle. I read an interview today about the singer of Gate Creeper used to be super hooked on heroin.
That's super not cool.
So, like, he's coming from a pretty dark place. But that band's really good. They had a good record that came out this year.
Yeah, man.
Okay, so I don't know why people are still f***ing with artificial intelligence in this 2016 era. I was just talking to one of my friends yesterday. There's a mathematical algorithm, and every 2 years, the rate of technology increase doubles.
Mm-hmm.
So if they keep the shit up, Skynet is going to become self-aware, and we're going to be shit out of luck. We're going to fucking shit out of luck anyway in the next 4 years. But there's I don't know what they call it. This AI entity is called Neural Story, and we have the first ever artificially intelligent Christmas song, and it's fucking weird. You want to hear it?
Mm-hmm.
It's about a minute long. Here you go.
I hope that is what you say. The best Christmas
creeped out yet?
In the world is a blessing. I've always been there for the rest of our lives.
That little glitch sound.
Christmas tree. There are lots and lots and lots of flowers.
That's like a brutal poetry entry from Japan or something.
Ugh.
That's one of the creepiest things I've ever.
We have
the Canadians to thank for that again. So I just wanted to put that on your radar. Although there was another video that popped up this week that I wanted to play real quick. I can hate it when people do this, but like some Facebook pages will just steal videos and then put them up without like posting any credit to who actually created it in the first place. So there is a page called Hendrix Drums, and it's a video of a guy playing an electronic drum set in what looks like his closet, which is funny, but here is what they did.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
It's actually awesome, dude. He's killing it. He's hits an awesome groove here in a little bit. There it is.
For Christmas this year, you get Blast Beats.
Just what I've always wanted. Anyway, you get the point. That's up on the Metal Shop Facebook page if you want to spread the holiday cheer.
Santa, this year for Christmas, I just want to be able to blast at 310 BPM.
That's funny because that's what your dad said last night.
Oh!
Boom.
Dad jokes.
From 4 hours ago. Haha. I love the magic of editing a podcast. You better not edit that out, Ryan. I'll f***ing find you.
I'll leave it in.
That's what he said?
That's what your dad said.
Oh, God damn. You can't piggyback off my burn, son. Yeah,
dad joke on dad joke.
All right. Well, we're not going to let you out of here without going into Metal Shop's brutal poetry, Too Hot for Radio Lounge, where we not only investigate some of the finer death metal lyrics out there, but more of the f***ed up variety. This week, Ryan's taken us back to 2002. Off of a classic record by the name of Orgasm-Induced Diarrhea, here's Goratory's Pig F***er. Ryan, take it away.
Bloody ruins of a pig sit rotting above a farmhouse that filled with carcasses. The origin of this slaughter came from a mastermind. Chaotic intentions to f*** dead animals.
God.
Brutal sodomy. God. First to go were the chickens. My c*** dominating. Ripping through their feathered bodies. Next came the pigs. A full-blown f*** fest. Domesticated animal intercourse. I feed on bloody pig intestines. Gutted sheep are screaming. Cows' udders bleeding. Over tortured creatures, I f***ed it only. My barnyard ceremony becomes a sickened dining. While biting horses' innards, I decapitate kittens.
God!
F***ing bleeding semen over disfigured animals. Across the farm into the barnyard, a vision of the butchery. Pigs, cows, horses, chickens lay gutted, tortured.
John Ryan. Oh my God. Is that all? Man, that's it. You're cut off. You're cut off. You know what they say about serial killers, right?
Yeah. It's always the...
It's the animals first.
It's always the nice neighbor.
Thankfully, you didn't write that.
Yeah. Jesus.
But you're a sick motherfucker. Hopefully, we still have our job next week.
Yeah.
Like I always say, dude. Hashtag new lows.
That's going to be a fun edit.
New lows. Yeah, you brought it upon yourself. All right. Thanks again for listening to Metal Shop's Backstage Pass, episode number 105. Kevin will be back next week, and we will keep talking more about Ryan and Dave Mustaine.
Yep.
Later.
This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.